Praise the Lord. You know, as you read your Bible, sometimes you get surprised how the people of Israel and their leaders, they're used to having their regular service every Sabbath day, and then Jesus showed up. And when Jesus showed up, he began to do things. People that had withered hands, they stretched out their hands and they were healed. And the people that were impotent and maimed, one part missing in their body, the Lord began to supply the missing parts of their body. Oh, they said, this is Sabbath day. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, sad you see. They were always sad because they were watching over their tradition. Something like that never happens on a Sabbath day. And Jesus turned the tradition upside down, and he turned the lives of the people right side up. Praise the Lord. It's going to be celebration day. You will see Jesus as Savior, as healer, as deliverer, as provider. I came to see Jesus. Anybody there? Tradition under your feet. Life, signs and wonders and miracles coming your way right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, today. What a glorious day. We surrender our heart, our life, everything we've got to you today. And we pray, do everything that ought to be done. And Lord, nobody is going to go out of this place until there is a transformation, until there is a deliverance, until there is total redemption. Open our eyes, our ears, our heart. Make your people to see Jesus today. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, everybody said, thank you very much. I release you to sit down now. I'm going to go to the Old Testament, and we're looking at the proclamation of Jubilee freedom. Freedom for you today. Freedom for your family today. Freedom for the church today. And freedom for our nation today in Jesus' name. The proclamation of Jubilee freedom. We're coming to Leviticus chapter 25. I'm reading to you from verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, and 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Verse 9, then shall thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow, ye shall honor, ye shall reverence, ye shall exalt, set apart, sanctify the 50th year. The 50th year, that's the year. And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. And ye shall return every man unto his possession. And ye shall return every man unto his family. Verse 11. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. And ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed. Verse 12. For it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field in the year of this jubilee. Ye shall return every man unto where? His possession. Everything that had been taken away, stolen away from you, will return back to you. Great year, the year of Jubilee. You are going to find in one of those verses I read, verse 10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants, all the inhabitants thereof, because it is the year of Jubilee. And the Lord had been giving them years of rest. 6 years, then the seventh year. 6 years, and then the seventh year, until 7 times 7, 49. And then the year that follows that, 49th year, is the 50th year, and it is the year of Jubilee. That is the understanding. That is the concentration. But I just want to show you what it means for you, and what it means for me, what it means for your family. Glorious time you are here today. And this coming year is a year like no other year. If you have cried all the years behind, from this very day your tears are wiped away. And you will find what the scripture says. In fact, if you read this whole chapter talking about the Jubilee, you're going to discover, number one, the fullness of Jubilee revelation. The fullness of Jubilee revelation. You read all through the chapter, and it begins to take revelations and revelations upon what is called the year of Jubilee. Number two, the focus of Jubilee reflection. The focus of Jubilee reflection. As you think about the year, and you reflect, and you think, and you meditate, and then you focus on the reflection, on the meditation of that Jubilee freedom year, then you are going to have quite a lot. Your life will literally begin to shine like a bright light. Number three, the fulfillment of Jubilee redemption. The fulfillment of Jubilee reflection. The topic today is the proclamation of Jubilee freedom. The proclamation of Jubilee freedom. I'm going to start from number one, the fullness of Jubilee revelation. Let's come to chapter 25 of this Leviticus again, and look at it from verse 11, and begin to see the revelation the Lord is giving us. And he's saying, when we talk of the year of Jubilee, this is what to expect for you, for your children, for your wife, for your husband, and for even your neighbors, everybody around you. And he's telling you that it's a time to forget the past, and it's a time to bring the future into focus. Verse 11, a Jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. And ye shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, and nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undress. For it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy unto you, and ye shall eat the increase thereof. Out of the field you will eat plenty this coming year. Scarcity is gone. Famine is gone. And all living from hand to mouth, that is over. You are beginning a new life today. A new chapter is opening up in your life. In verse 13, in the year of the Jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. Nobody will take what belongs to you. You know, sometimes when I, you know, look at the word of God, and then I say 1, 2, 3, or I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, some people think that I'm making it up. They say, how does he always get 1, 2, 3? I'll show you here. We're going to see, number one, the fullness of Jubilee revelation. When you think of fullness, you think of perfection. You're thinking of completeness. You're thinking of everything complete in total, nothing missing. What do I see here? I see the fullness of giving revelation. Number one is a year of rest. Number two is a year of return and reunion. Number three is the year of restoration. Number four is the year of redemption. Number five is the year of relief. All pains gone. All oppression gone. That total relief is coming unto you. Hypertension, not for the year of Jubilee. High blood pressure, not for the year of Jubilee. You will rest and relax. You'll enjoy the work of your hand. It is a year of relief. Number six, the year of reckoning. And number seven, the year of release. And you are going to be released into the desire of your heart today. Number one is the year of rest. Look at verse 4 and verse 5. Verse 4 and verse 5. In the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest. That's the word. It's right there. It's a Sabbath of rest unto the land. A Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard, that which groweth of its own accord of thy harvest. Thou shalt not reap, neither gather the grapes of the vine undressed, for it is a year of what? A year of rest unto the land. Didn't you hear Jesus when he brought the Jubilee to us? He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. It's a year. Once you come to know the Lord, your Jubilee has begun. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All that heavy yoke is now gone, because the year of Jubilee, number one, is a year of rest. Number two is a year of return and reunion. You know, families that have been scattered, wife gone, husband gone, and then the children are gone. I don't even know where to find them, and they have not even called you, even on the phone, or sent an email or text all these years. This year, those children are going to contact back with you. And your wife that is gone, run away. That wife is coming back in Jesus' name. Because the year of Jubilee is the year of return and reunion. Look at verse 10. Verse 10, it says, and you shall hallow, honor, respect, reverence the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a Jubilee unto you. Look at this. And ye shall, what's the next word? Return, every man unto his possession. And ye shall, tell me the rest yourself. Return, every man unto his family. Family reunion. That's what I'm telling you. That the year of Jubilee is the year of return and the year of reunion. Look at Isaiah chapter 60 verse 4. Isaiah chapter 60. And we're reading from verse 4. Here it says in verse 4, lift up thine eyes round about and see. It says the year of Jubilee is not a year to be looking down or looking back and sorrowful, because a new day, a new time, a year of reunion has not begun. Lift up your eyes and round about and see. All they gather together, they come unto thee. I said they come unto thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. They are coming back. I said they are coming back. Because it's the year of Jubilee. It's the year of return and the year of reunion. Number three, it's a year of restoration. The year of restoration. We're back in Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25. I'm reading from verse 13. It says, in the year of this jubilee, ye shall return every man unto his possession. Look at verse 27. Verse 27, and then let him count the years of the sale thereof, and restore the overplus unto the man. And restore the overplus unto the man. You know how people, they rob you to give themselves surplus. You just have average, and then they take your money, they take your land, they take your house, they take your property, they take the school that you establish, and they take all the things that you live on, and you put your capital on that thing. And the Lord said, hey, it's the year of Jubilee. All the things that people have taken away from you, it's a year of restoration. Get ready, they're coming back. I said they're coming back. You know, those people that think that, you know, we have the power, we have the honor, we have the privilege, and whatever we like, we take, because we're the people in authority and power. And the Lord said, now you can rejoice, because it's going to make all those people that took anything away from you unlawfully, is going to make them restore everything this year of restoration. Give me a good amen. And then it says in verse 28, but if he be not able to restore it to him, then that which is sold shall remain in the hands of him that has bought it until the year of Jubilee. In the year of Jubilee, it shall go out and shall return unto his possession. And the people of God, this is the year and this is the time we will possess our possession. Look at Joel chapter 2, restoration, restoration, the year of restoration. Joel chapter 2, I'm reading from verse 25. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. And I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, and that as that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people, and my people, and my people shall never be ashamed. Number one, it's a year of rest. Number two, it's a year of return and reunion. Number three, it's a year of restoration. Number four, it's a year of redemption. We're coming back to Leviticus chapter 25. It's a year of redemption. You're looking at chapter 25, verse 24. Leviticus chapter 25. And there we're reading from verse 24. What kind of year is this year of Jubilee? Redemption. Total redemption. Full redemption. Verse 24. And in all the field, in all the land of your possession, ye shall grant a redemption for the land. A redemption for the land. It's telling us that this special year, this 50th year, the year of Jubilee, is a year of redemption. And that's what Jesus came to establish in our lives. He came to grant us redemption. Redemption from everything that oppressed our lives. Redemption from sin. Redemption from sickness. Redemption from the curse of the law. There's no curse in your life anymore. Anybody now? Anybody trying to curse anyone in Israel in the year of Jubilee is wasting time, because no curse ever holds value in the day and in the year of Jubilee. And this is our year of Jubilee. And anybody trying to curse you, they don't understand that you are set free, eternally free in Jesus' name. Romans chapter 3, verse 24, redemption, redemption, redemption for the people in the year of Jubilee. In Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. He is a redeemer, and he is the one that came to establish the fullness of the proclamation of the year of jubilee in our lives, and he grants us redemption. Hebrews chapter 9, I'm reading there from verse 12 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, neither, verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained one day redemption. Having obtained temporary redemption, what did he obtain? Eternal redemption for us. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you from the word of God. The moment you enter into that year of jubilee and you accept it, it's a year of rest. It's a year of return and reunion. It's a year of restoration. And it's a year of redemption. And he tells us here that he obtained, he got it for you. He obtained it for you. Eternal redemption for every child of God. In verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now he has redeemed us so that we will serve the Lord. Number one, rest. Number two, return and reunion. Number three, restoration. Number four, redemption. Number five is a year of relief. A year of relief. All the heavy weight on your shoulders, all the burden in your heart, all the mountain at your back, all the things that will not make your neck to be free, because it's like you're carrying a heavy load, and all the things that drag you, you're dragging your feet because there is bondage. In the year of jubilee, it's a year of relief. You'll be relieved from every pain, every problem, every anxiety, every burden, because the year of relief has come. It has come for me. I said it came for me. All mountains gone, because you came to experience the freedom of jubilee coming upon your life. We're looking at now Leviticus chapter 25, verse 35. Verse 35, relief, relief, relief. Chapter 25, verse 35. And if thy brother be waxing poor and falling in decay, we see, then thou shalt relieve him. Relieve him. It's the year of jubilee. Oh, you give a helping hand, a lifting hand. Those who are falling, lift them up. Those who are discouraged, encourage them. And those who are bound with any yoke, break the yoke for them and set them free and set them loose. It says, thou shalt relieve them. Yea, thou shalt be, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that she may live with thee. Our relief has come. In Psalm 146, Psalm 146, this is what the Lord does for us now. As we look up to the Lord, and you come to the Lord today because our jubilee has begun and it is a year of relief. We're looking at Psalm 146 verse 7. 146 verse 7, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looses the prisoners. You're imprisoned in captivity, held on by anybody. All those chains are broken. All the fetters are broken. And all the restriction and restraint that people try to cage you, capture you, and put you in captivity. All the prison doors are open today. And you know, spending your money on things that, you know, it's like every time you get the money, they want you to put it on sickness. On sickness is the captivity of sickness. But thank God today you are here. Just because you are here, you don't have to do anything, because the year of jubilee, people are not even, oh God, restore me, oh God, deliver me. Once jubilee comes, the automatic freedom comes upon them. And since you are here today, automatic relief, automatic deliverance, it comes in Jesus' name. And so it says in verse 8, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. That's jubilee time. You know, people who are blind, they come, or they come to this meeting, they come to this place in the year of Jubilee when we're celebrating, their eyes just got open. And the people that have never seen any good in their lives, and their everything is dark. But in the year of Jubilee, a vision become brightened in Jesus' name. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow. He relieveth them. That's the relief we're talking about, is the year of relief. Number six is the year of reckoning. The year of reckoning. That's what reckoning means, accounting. That means the Lord is saying, he's looking at everything you should have got, the will, the property, the seed that was left for you, but you didn't know. And the Lord begins to take reckon, accounting. And he says, why is this one sitting in the bank over here when so and so is the owner? And then they write to you, they say, do you know that you have some money in the account? We have been doing some reckoning, and we find your name. Somebody left you something very big. Come on here and come with your identity and come and claim what belongs to you. And this year will be your year of reckoning. Every good thing that is reckoned to your account that you have never claimed is a year to claim everything. You claim your inheritance and claim your property. You reckon it. It is mine and it is going to be yours. I said it's going to be yours. Now you understand, the year of Jubilee, people, they change their clothes, they change their style, they change their outlook, because it's a year for celebration. It's not a year to be, you know, looking down, bound and oppressed, and a year of scarcity, and a year when they don't have. Ulcers are gone in the year of Jubilee. Famine is gone in the year of Jubilee. Hunger is gone in the year of Jubilee. Unemployment is gone in the year of Jubilee, because it's a year of reckoning for you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Leviticus chapter 25. I'm reading from verse 15. Verse 15 now. It says, and he shall reckon with him that bought him from the year that he was sold unto him, unto the year of Jubilee. He will reckon it unto the year of Jubilee. If somebody had been in bondage and now he knows it's the 40th year, he'll be reckoning. My time is coming. He'll be reckoning. Only 12 months more, 1 year more, only 6 months more, because the year of Jubilee is coming. And he just knows that once the year of Jubilee gets here, nobody can hold me down anymore. That's how they were reckoning it in Israel. And the Lord said, it's going to be a time of reckoning. And while I'm talking, I want you to begin to reckon. That the message will soon finish and the prayer will soon come. You are reckoning. My time, it remains about 30 minutes. I'm reckoning. My healing has come. I'm reckoning. My deliverance has come. I'm reckoning. My wife has come. I'm reckoning. My husband has come. Keep on reckoning. It is that reckoning that the moment you step into that moment of Jubilee, everything is done. I said everything is done. Look at Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Reckoning. Reckoning done. Reckoning that God has said, this is it. Because it's a year of Jubilee. The year of reckoning. Romans chapter 4. I'm reading there from verse 7. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Commence this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was what? Tell me out loud. Reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. Think about that. Somebody who had been a sinner before, when the year of Jubilee comes, your sin is taken away. And the righteousness of Christ is reckoned unto you. You said, I was not righteous. God says, I can't see that. Because now the righteousness of Christ is reckoned unto you. How about all my sins? We can't find them. God has removed all your sins and he put them in the depth of the sea, never to come up against your life anymore. All that God can see in the book of reckoning is now that you came to Christ and Christ came to you, and the righteousness of Christ is now reckoned unto you. I said, praise the Lord. Look at verse 10. How then was it reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. Number 7 is the year of release. This that we're talking about, the year of Jubilee, is the year of release. We're looking at Leviticus again, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 54 and verse 55. And he, and if he be not redeemed in these years, that is in the previous years, then he shall go out in the year of Jubilee, both he and his children with him. For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I have brought out forth out from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. Because this is the year that the Lord says, I'm redeeming them, I'm releasing them, I'm setting them free. And this will be that year for you in Jesus' name. Give me a good, good amen. And so the Lord said, I redeem them, I release them. As you look at Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. I read from verse 17. Matthew 27, verse 17. It tells us about the Lord Jesus Christ and another one, a criminal, a sinner, a notorious fellow. His name, you find it here, Barabbas. It says in verse 17, therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called the Christ? Well, Pilate did not understand that Jesus Christ actually came to set the prisoners free. And he came to release the people that have been in bondage. And he came to take our place. He was our savior and substitute. And so Pilate said, here is the man, Barabbas, a sinner. Barabbas, a notorious criminal. Who do I release? Do I release Christ? They didn't understand. Just like Caiaphas did not understand that there's no way you can release Jesus, because he's the substitute. He's going to take the place of the other man. You will release Barabbas because in God's own accounting, Jesus Christ was to take the place of the sinner. Look at verse 20. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Kill Jesus. Why? Because when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He is the one to bear the punishment and the load, and to bear all that Barabbas was to carry. Look at verse 21. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Verse 26, then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. You know, many people say, but that's not fair, that's not fair. Well, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to give his life a ransom for many. The Lord Jesus surrendered himself to that. And he scourged him. Why? Because by his stripes I am healed. That's the reason why they release Barabbas. It's the picture that your release has come, because Jesus Christ bore your punishment. Do you understand the fullness of Jubilee revelation? Number 1, for you, for me, for us together, a year of rest. Number two, a year of return and reunion. Number three, a year of restoration. Number four, it's a year of redemption. Number five, a year of relief. Number six, a year of reckoning. And number seven, I am released, a year of release. It's today. I said it's today. Number two, the focus of Jubilee reflection. Now let's reflect on Jubilee. Jubilee reflection, Jubilee responsibility. What are we supposed to do as we reflect on what the Lord is calling us to in the year of Jubilee? The focus on Jubilee reflection. Leviticus chapter 25, I'm reading from verse 14. Leviticus chapter 25, we're looking at verse 14. And if thou sell aught unto thy neighbors, or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. It's telling us that there is a Jubilee revelation, there is Jubilee reflection, a Jubilee responsibility. It says, nobody will oppress you and you will not oppress anybody. Nobody will steal from you, you will not steal from anybody. Nobody will be a problem to you, you will not be a problem to anybody. Because the year of Jubilee for everybody, for you, for me, for our loved ones, for our families, for our neighbors, is supposed to be a year of freedom. So nobody is going to hold any other person in captivity. Let's reflect about that. That as the freedom of the Lord is coming to you, that freedom you'll share it with other people too. Verse 17, ye shall not therefore oppress one another, but thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, for I am the Lord your God. Look at verse 18. Wherefore, ye shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land. How? Safety, safety. You will not be a dangerous person, because nobody is going to post being a dangerous person to you. Because the year of Jubilee is for everybody. It's not only for you, it's for the person sitting by your side. It's for the person that is sitting behind you. Everybody living around you, the Lord wants everybody in safety in the year of Jubilee. Verse 39, and if thy brother that dwelleth by thee be waxing poor, and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. It says, it's the year of Jubilee. As you don't want to be a servant and a slave, a prisoner in captivity, so you release your brother, your sister, your neighbor. You'll not be holding grudge against them, holding something against them. He did this against me. Hey, that's before the year of Jubilee. Now that the year of Jubilee has come, you forgive everyone. And then you allow your neighbor to enjoy their freedom. You allow your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your children to enjoy and celebrate their freedom, because the year of Jubilee has come. Verse 41, and then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. Verse 42, for they are my servants, which I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. And it says, and they shall not be sold as bondmen. Thou shalt not rule over him with rigor. Thou shalt not rule over him with what? You know, there are people that the way they live, especially if they are, you know, if they have some little position, even some of us like in the church that have position in the church, it's like, I want everybody to fear me. That when you are coming, they say, so and so is coming, so and so is coming. In the year of Jubilee, all that is over. Because now we relax, and then you live your life. You're not afraid, pastor will catch me, and then he's going to put this heavy thing on me. It's the year of Jubilee. Nobody's going to put any heavy thing on you. You love your brother, you love your sister, your father in the Lord loves you, you love your father in the Lord. Because the year of Jubilee has come, nobody will oppress anybody in this church. And as you come in, whatever happened yesterday, forget about that. Year of Jubilee is what you are talking about. Whatever happened last year, that's all gone. Last year was not a year of Jubilee. This year is the year. I said this year is the year. you know, people, you have to change your spectacles now in the year of Jubilee, because if you're still wearing the same spectacles that you wore 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it has a particular color, and then you come to the year of Jubilee, and then you're still wearing the same spectacles, you understand what I mean? In the year of Jubilee, you still see everything the way you used to see it. When the year of Jubilee comes, so change the lenses on your spectacle, because now you see bright, you see clear. I don't see oppression anymore. I don't see bondage anymore. I don't see imprisonment anymore. All I see now is rest. All I see now is reunion. All I see now is restoration. All I see now is redemption. All I see now is relief. All I see now is reckoning. All I see now is release. You are released. I said you are released. Do you know that in the year of Jubilee in Israel, the people that had been, we call it discipline, you know, imprisonment. And we say, stay there in the cooler. You'll stay there for the rest of your life if you're not careful. Until when the year of Jubilee comes, to say, discipline is over. I said it's over. We say now, because Jesus Christ paid the price for you, the discipline is lifted. I said it is Jubilee. But you know, sir, he did this against you, did this against you. Don't worry about that, the year of Jubilee. Now, to tell you, anybody that was sent away from the church, we don't want you in the church, I'm inviting them, come back. Because now Jubilee has happened. And you did that, you step on my toe, you stepped on my shoe, you put something on my clothes. Jubilee has come and we're released in Jesus' name. Because that's what the scripture said. We're not just going to read the Bible in the head and not put it into practice. And then in your own family, to any of your children, they did something that, you know, how did you do that? No more school fees. Yeah, Jubilee school fees has come back. And wife, get away. I don't want to see you anymore because of, you spoke about my mother like that. You woman, get away. I don't want to see you anymore. Now our Jubilee has come. Sister, you can come back now. Brother, you can come back now. Let there be reunion in the year of Jubilee. Everybody say Jubilee. Look at verse 43 there. It says, thou shalt not rule over him with rigor, but shalt fear the Lord thy God. The Lord is bringing restoration to us. And thank God you're still alive in this year of Jubilee. Help us tell the people who are not here today, tell them a new thing has come. Tell them Jubilee has come. Release has come. Forgiveness has come. God gives you forgiveness, and we support God. We agree with God. We too will give you forgiveness. Isaiah chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 16. It says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, and relieve the oppressed. Relieve the oppressed. That's what it's telling us. It's the year of our Jubilee. And then it says, in this place, it says, judge the fatherless and plead for the widows. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Do your sins be as scarlet? They shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If he be willing and obedient, tell me the rest. He shall eat the good of the land. He shall eat the good of the land. And I want to tell you that you are going to eat the good of the land. The Lord himself has come to give us our Jubilee and to give us our release. And as the Lord does that, I pray everything you have missed will come back to you in Jesus' name. Number three is the fulfillment of Jubilee redemption. The fulfillment of Jubilee redemption. We're looking at Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25. We're looking at verse 32. Leviticus 25, verse 32, verse 32. It says in verse 32, notwithstanding the cities of the Levites and the houses of the cities of their possession, may the Levites redeemed at any time. at any time, at any time. Any Levite, any Christian worker, anyone that had been serving the Lord, he became so poor that then he sold his possessions away. And now he says the year of Jubilee has come. If he didn't realize that on the first day, second day, third day, any time during that year of Jubilee, he may be able to have everything that the Lord has for him. He'll redeem it at any time. Verse 35. In verse 35 it say, and if thy brother be waxing poor and falling in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger and a sojourner, that he may live with thee. No more segregation, no more pushing away. He will live with you. I said he will live with you. And the Lord will make his abundance to be upon your life in Jesus' name. Psalm 145, I'm reading from verse 9. 145, verse 9. The Lord is good to how many people? Ye have jubilee now to how many people? The Lord is good unto all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Look at verse 14. The Lord upholdeth how many people? All that fall, and raises up all those that are bowed down. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, thou openest thine hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. You see, that was the year of Jubilee. Verse 18. In verse 18, the Lord is near unto all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Verse 19, he will fulfill. It will fulfill. It will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. You desire anything today? Any blessing today? Anything you are telling, Lord, I want this, I want this. In the year of Jubilee, well, no more, it's not like you are fasting and praying and crying and rolling on the ground. In the year of Jubilee, it just comes to you like that at the end of service, and then you go back home. Now I have rest. Now I have restoration. Now I have reunion. Now I have redemption. And now I have relief. And now I have reckoning. And now I have the release, and the blessing of God has come upon your life in Jesus' name. I'm going to read a story to you. It is in 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9. It illustrates what the Lord is telling us today about the year of Jubilee, about the rest, about the reunion, and about the restoration. He's telling us about the redemption, and about the relief and the reckoning, and about the release. Look at it in 2 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him the kindness, show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? Is there anybody in the house of Saul? David, you know what you are saying? Saul was a person that hated David, and he pursued after the life of David. He wanted to kill David. Not only that, he gave instruction to all his children, and he wanted his children to tell their grandchildren, to his grandchildren, anywhere you hear the name of David, get rid of that name, destroy that man. He hated David with a passion. And then taught everybody, he said, Jonathan, aren't you a foolish son that you are befriending this David? Kill him, because as long as he is king, he's there, you'll never be king. That was the person, but now David became king. And now he said, is there anybody in the house of Saul? Because of Jonathan, I'm going to show him kindness. And there was in the house of Saul, his servant, whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, adopt Ziba. And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? David said, I'm looking for somebody, I'm going to bless him. And the Lord is looking for you to bless you. you know, before the year of Jubilee, it's like you were searching for God and you were searching for blessing. In the year of Jubilee, the Lord is the one searching for you. He said, where is he? Did he come to church today? Where is she? Did she come to church today? I want to overload and offload some blessing upon his life. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son, which is lame on his feet. Jonathan has a son, but David, you're a king. I'm sorry to say that this little child would have come to you, but how can you associate with somebody that has a deformity like that? You high on the throne. The only son that Jonathan has now we can bring to you is lame in his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Micah, the son of Amiel in Lodibah. And then it says in verse 5, and the king David sent and fetched him out of the house of Maacah and of the son of Amiel from Lodibah. And when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth? And he answered, behold thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not. He was afraid that this David now is going to wipe out the whole house of Saul. This David is now in power, is now in authority. Because of that, he's going to look for everybody that has any blood relationship with Saul, and he's going to get rid of them. He was afraid. And David said, this is not the day of fear. And I came to tell you today, this is not the time of fear. It's a time of Jubilee. It's a time of celebration. And if we're serious about the time of Jubilee, it's a time of release for everyone. And if he said, fear not, for I will surely show the kindness, the kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. It's not for your sake. It's not because Mephibosheth had done anything good. It's not because Mephibosheth was hyper sanctified, hyper righteous, and up there. He said, this is not because of you. It's because of Jonathan. And I will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread where? At my table continually, from the beginning of the year of Jubilee for the rest of your life. If you know you're right and you know what the Lord has done for you, now you will eat at his table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such, what? A dead dog as I am. You feel you are disqualified, but God has qualified you. You feel that you are not worthy, but God has made you worthy. A dead dog like me. And the Lord is saying, it's because of Jubilee, not because you are good, not because you are this or that, but the blessing is coming upon you because this is the year of release. Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and he said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertained unto Saul and to all his house. And the Lord is declaring today, he has given you all the blessing. Yeah. Verse 13, so Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem. He changed his accommodation, and the king brought him to come and live with him. From today, you come to live with the Lord. Yeah. For he did eat continually at the king's table. Eating continually at the king's table. Eating continually all the days of his life at the king's table. Am I talking to somebody there? Who is the person I'm talking to today? Why don't you rise up? The Lord has lifted you up. Your Jubilee year has come. Jubilee celebration has come. Jubilee blessing has come. Just tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. 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 Forgiveness, redemption, salvation, joy, celebration, the beauty of the glory of the Lord upon your life. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Jesus took my place on the cross of Calvary. Jesus became my substitute on the cross of Calvary. And because it is Jubilee year, it's a year of rest. It's a year of restoration. It's a year of reunion. The year of reunion. Deeper Life family. Year of reunion. All those who have been sent away, bring them back. All those who have run away by themselves because the pressure was too much on them. They said there's no love. They said we don't have any joy. Be with us here. Bring them back. It's a year of reunion in the Deeper Life family. The year of redemption. The year of restoration. Is a year of relief. All bodies gone. Mountains gone. Oppression gone. All those heartaches gone. The year of reckoning. And the year of release. In Jesus' name we pray. Jubilee recipients, in Jesus' name we pray. Talk to the person by your side and tell them, I am free. I am blessed. I'm going to have all my possessions back. Nothing will hit my progress. My Jubilee year has come. Where are you? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for such a day like this. And we rejoice together because our Jubilee time has come in Jesus' name. And all the people who are outside the kingdom, all the people who have not known the Lord as their personal Savior, Lord, I pray, as they raise up their hands, as they surrender unto you, as they give themselves unto you, bring them, Lord, into the Jubilee freedom in Jesus' name. Forgive all their sins. Erase all their guilt. Take all their condemnations away. Bring them into the family of God in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that those who have been anxious and those who have been oppressed in their lives, that in their hearts, they don't have any rest at all. Worry and anxiety. I pray, Lord, this glorious day, marking our Jubilee. Lord, I pray, take all the anxiety away. And take all the worry away. And bring your rest into every life in Jesus' name. Lord, you said it will be a year of reunion and return. And I pray that wives who have run away from their husbands, husbands who have run away from their wives, and children who have abandoned their parents, and parents who have abandoned their children, let there be a reunion today in Jesus' name. Lord, you said it's a year of restoration. All the years that the canker worm and the palmer worm and all those messengers of the enemy are taken away from your people, from the little pin unto the great thing. Lord, I pray, make a total, complete restoration unto everyone here today in Jesus' name. The health that we have lost, bring the health back. Bring the healing back. Bring the relief back. Lord, I pray there will be total restoration for everyone in Jesus' name. This is the year of our redemption. Redeemed from the curse of the law. Every curse coming from the forefathers, every curse coming from the village, every curse coming from every spirit, every curse coming from anyone from the jungle, all those curses that the devil and the demons have been kind of putting fire into, and then lives have been upside down, fire burning in the body, and bad luck everywhere. This is the year of our redemption. You are redeemed from the curse of the law in Jesus' name. Lord, this is a year of relief. That Lord, any chain binding anyone, any imprisonment, any kind of captivity, and all those people holding you down, you want to run, you cannot run. You want to move, you cannot move. You want to make progress, you cannot make progress. Lord, relieve your people in Jesus' name. All mountains will clear away from your life. All bodies will get away from your life. Lord, it's a day of our reckoning. We're now reckoning that now the year of Jubilee has come, and we reckon that the account, the righteousness of Christ is reckoned to everyone. The riches of the kingdom reckoned to everyone. One by one, receive that reckoning. Receive that reckoning. Receive that reckoning. And that abundant life that Jesus Christ paid for on the cross of Calvary, it is reckoned to your account in Jesus' name. Lord, the day of release has now come. The day of release has now come. On this day, marking the year of our Jubilee, I pronounce release for everyone. And I release you into joy. I release you into happiness. I release you into riches. I release you into wealth. I release you into abundance. I release you into the fulfillment of every dream of your life in Jesus' name. Your chains are broken. Your fetters are broken. You are released. Go and succeed. Go and make progress. And move on in the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord will be your strength. When we meet again, you'll have a testimony to give. Confirm it, Lord, in every life. In Jesus' name we pray.